What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Serious Angler Podcast, powered by our friends over at X2 Power Batteries. I'm your host, Bailey Egbrett, and unfortunately, we are without Andy for today. I think this show is uploading a little bit late here on the Friday, and that is because it was madness trying to get a show out last night. We had some other shows we were filming. And Andy, unfortunately, sounds like the full household is under attack right now with some illness, flu, things like that going around. So what I'm actually doing this morning, the episode's going up a little bit later, and there's a reason for that. I wanted to get an episode up today because we've missed a bunch throughout this fall, and I feel bad for that, not getting you guys the consistency that we shoot for. So I'm sitting here. It's actually 5 in the morning right now, and I am drinking my coffee, doing a little bit of editing, and wanted to give a show for you guys. But what I wanted to talk about was something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and we've been talking about it a little bit on Serious Angler, but I also have talked about it with Justin on Kayak Fishing Weekly. That's our, if you guys don't know, for all of our kayak anglers, that is our new kayak fishing show here on the Serious Angler Podcast Network. You can find it here on YouTube, the same YouTube channel on the Serious Angler Network. But also one thing I know some people were asking about it, just for clarification, Kayak Fishing Weekly is on its own MP3. So like where you listen to Serious Angler, you're listening to this right now on Apple or Spotify, Google, things like that. If you just search Kayak Fishing Weekly in the same one, you'll be able to find that show. It's not going to be on where you're finding Serious Angler, if that makes sense. So like when you click on Serious Angler and you see the show listing, Kayak Fishing Weekly is not in there. It's in its own. Same thing with like Business from the Bass Boat and Lure Lab. We want our shows to live on their own. That way you guys can pick and choose which shows you want to listen to, and you're not getting cluttered by a bunch of different content at the same time, because as we're growing, we're going to be putting out more and more content and add more and more members to the team. And obviously want to give you guys the option to choose the content that you want to listen to. So a little long-winded answer, but nonetheless, getting back to my point, the thing I've been talking about a bunch lately that's been driving me bonkers is hunting. I've been just in some crazy FOMO with people bow hunting, gun hunting, that sort of thing this past fall, and I haven't been able to do it in the past couple of years. And whatever reason, something just hit me this fall that I've just been dying to get back into it. And I've been actually been doing some prep, like Black Friday, ordered some stuff for next year, especially bow hunting. Bow hunting to me, this is going to kind of lead into a little bit of a conversation today. Bow hunting to me is very similar to bass fishing in my mind. Like when bass fishing for something like when you're going after the day and you're like, you know, you're not going to catch a lot of fish, but you know, you're going to, if you do get one, it's going to be a big one. To me, that's so similar to bow hunting, where there's a strategy involved, there's prep involved there. It's very, you know, you're chasing a fish or an animal that acts completely different than the rest of the herd. You know, and I say that because certainly you can catch some big fish in schools. And this is all going to hopefully make sense here. And we've talked about it a couple times here on Serious Angler, but I feel like big bass and big bucks act exactly the same. In regards to their scenarios, in regards to how they behave around other deer or other fish. I think the approach to it is very similar. And I'll explain that here, and excuse me while I sip my coffee here and try not to yawn at 5 in the morning recording this show. But, and by the way, we don't have a coffee sponsor or anything, but I highly recommend the Black Rifle Coffee. They have a sugar cookie for the holidays. It is pretty damn good. I don't need no creamer, no nothing. But to me, big bucks, they're harder to find, harder to locate, harder to really get a feel of their pattern. For a reason, right? They're older, they're smarter, they lived on longer for a specific reason. The same way a big bass is harder to catch for the same dang reasons, because they're smarter, they've lived longer, they've learned how to adjust throughout that, whether it's weather, whether it's fishing pressure, whether it's, you know, just simply being a better predator. where obviously a buck isn't a predator, but a buck, a mature buck has a different mindset than the rest of the herd. And that's why a lot of them get killed during the rut, which for folks who may not hunt, the rut is essentially the deer's mating season. And that's the only time, like the same thing when you think about it, a lot of big fish, big bass get caught in the spawn. The same thing. That's the time when those animals behave completely different. They have to, because it's just natural instinct. It's reproduction. And that is the time where they are most apt to make a big mistake. Now, granted, big difference here for many of you guys listening that might hunt and fish is that when we catch a bass during the spawn, we're letting it go. Or say you're not catching and releasing a big buck. But beyond that, that's why one thing I love, I mean, I love hunting the rut because it's nonstop action. I love fishing the spawn because you get to be up close and personal with these fish and observe them and learn a lot about their behavior. But there's something super cool about outside of that. You know, I like a mid-October. I find that putting down a buck in mid-October, to me, for whatever reason, is a little bit more rewarding. Or even a late season buck is really rewarding because you are understanding that animal. Obviously, there's always luck involved. Right place, right time. But, you know, with trail cameras and things like that and just time in the woods, like you can understand where a bigger buck is going to, and, you know, is going to frequent. And to me, it just feels more rewarding. The same thing with like a big bass, where it's like outside of the spawn, obviously early spring, it can be easier to catch those fish just because they tend to group up more with the schools. But, you know, that springtime, that summer, a giant in the summer to me is awesome. Like a giant in the summer, especially when they don't have, you know, that spring or fall weight, that is pretty telling that you figured out something, especially when you can catch them consistently. It's super cool to find these different nuances that connect back to each other, that they're so similar. And I'm sure there's way more species and animals that are like this, but it's just for me, you know, that's where I see these comparisons. And I feel like we've talked to like a Matt Airy about this before, Justin Atkins, some big hunters in the bass fishing space. And if you're not a hunter, I apologize. This is just something that's been on my mind that I thought would be cool to talk about in the show. But circling back to make this make sense, and, you know, in order here is, I think big bucks are similar to big bass in regards. First step is your approach. And that comes from, you know, on the bass side, you look at map study, you look at, you know, you're looking at your map, you're looking at, you know, the temperature you have for that lake, you're looking at the conditions coming up, and you're trying to see when the best window and the best area would be to catch that bigger bass. With a deer, a big buck, is you're putting in scouting time, you are looking at map overlays, you are looking at temperature drops, pressure drops, trying to see when your best opportunity would be to be in the woods and have a chance at running into a giant. Same approach. When it comes to actually being out there and fishing, is you're not going to catch a lot. You're probably not going to see a lot of things, and it's going to be the one chance you have. It's going to be a short window. And if you do get one, it's going to be a big one. Where same with a big buck is, chances are the places you have to put yourself to kill a big deer is you're not going to see many deer. Your window is going to be very small, and you're going to have to capitalize on that one opportunity that you have. So again, I feel like it's so similar, and they behave the same. Like the one thing I find intriguing, I've been binging a bunch of hunting podcasts for the past couple of months as well, and obviously in watching shows over the days where they teach, you know, things from hunting and all that jazz, and obviously, you know, learning through this show and through talking to anglers that are way better than me at catching big bass, is these fish and these deer, they act completely the same. They don't stick with the herd. Where if you go out you know, and go out to a field, say, you know, right before sunrise, or sorry, before sunset, you look out in a field and there's a bunch of deer grazing, you will see those bigger bucks out there with them, you know, especially early season when they're in their summer pattern. But if you pay attention to it, they come out usually they come out later than most deer, and they're more nocturnal than those deer. And they seem to be a little bit away from the majority of the herd, the cluster of the herd, where it's, when you look at it from a bass standpoint, a lot of big bass are caught at night. They feed at night, where it's, you can catch them obviously in the day, but that's one thing too to remember is night fishing is actually pretty dang good. Not a lot of people do it. We should have a night fishing show soon. That's really what we should do. I heard there's a really good bite in the wintertime, especially. I think it's all year round, honestly. But nonetheless, I've only gone night fishing a few times, and every time I've gone, it's been absolute lights out, especially in the summertime. I feel like that can make a good show. Sorry, tangent here. Even though Andy's not here, you guys are still getting your daily dose of serious angler tangents. But from a bass standpoint, they tend to be, I'm not going to say they're not nocturnal because they're probably feeding all throughout the day, but when you have that low visibility, you have a better chance to catch those fish, because same way you can catch them easier in sunrise, sunset, in those windows, because lower visibility, less chance for them to be actually able to see what is going on clear, whereas midday, sun's up, calm, they can be pretty damn smart. But those bigger fish, you have a big school of fish, there's a lot of chance that that big fish, that alpha, is not going to be with that school of 3 to 5 pounders. That 7 pounder is going to be somewhere completely different by itself. It might only be 50 yards off, but those fish tend to be territorial. Whereas, you know, you can find on like a ledge school or something like that on a TVA that they can be in the mix. So there is exceptions to that rule, but you know, one thing, especially smallmouth wise too, talking with Benjamin Nowak, and this was a theory that I picked up off of Ben a while ago after talking, was you would notice that, you know, and excuse me while I sip my coffee. He would notice that you'd have a school smallmouth and like a 3 to 4 pounders every single cast. So why am I not catching any big ones? But he would notice that you'd cast, you know, off to the school, like say your school's right in front of the boat, 100 feet, making every single cast, catching every single one, but make a wild cast off to the left, like direct left. Whereas like, that's like a couple 100 feet difference between where that school would be, and he'd catch a 6. And one thing he came up with is just because those fish are territorial, he thinks that they live on their own. They don't want to be in that school. And of course, there's exceptions to that rule. Like we're talking about, same thing with deer. There's exceptions to that per time of year. And that's when you have your best chance to have those deer or fish slip up, and you can take, you know, you can capitalize on that. But I think that's where they're similar again. So this comes back to a point where I think, it's interesting, some of the best bass anglers right now, at least, you know, publicly, you know, professional on tour, a lot of them are hunters too. And I think it's what it does. I'm not saying that just because you go hunt, you're going to automatically catch big fish. I'm not saying that at all. But I do think there is something about it in the approach that may not be directly the point of why we go hunting, but I feel like that's something, like if you're taking the approach of really trying to hunt down a big and alpha deer, and you're being calculated with it versus just going out and sitting in a stand every day, which I don't want that to come across as a bad thing, because that is better than sitting on the couch. And I don't know if you guys haven't hunted before, I highly encourage you to, because it's some of the most peaceful time of year, just to be in the woods by yourself, quiet, away from the world. But if you're taking that approach of scouting early season, putting up trail cams, trying to get your eyes set on a target buck, I think that there's something that sharpens your intuition about chasing big bass. I don't think you even know it that firsthand. I just think it's something that is a secondhand benefit of hunting while also being a avid bass angler. I just think it's something that comes with it. I think it's super cool. And I could be totally wrong. I mean, if you disagree and you guys are watching this on YouTube, especially, feel free to rebuttal, disagree, add anything I might be missing. Or just, you know, shoot, if you're listening, shoot an email or slide in the DMs, tell me I'm stupid, but excuse me one second. I'm hoping, I just had a cough and everything. My wife is actually feeling sick. Hopefully, the full household did not, spread their sickness to the Eigenbrett household. But yeah, I think this is, it's super cool. And I know this is just, hopefully if you're not a hunter, you're still able to keep up with what I'm saying here. And I'm not like trying to single out anybody that doesn't hunt, but I've just been in this fever lately of going out and trying to get ready for bow season way, way, way too early for next year. I'm actually going scouting here soon, later this afternoon on a piece of property that never been to before. And I'm going scouting on it just to, one, just get a lay of the land, but two, it's super windy today. So I wouldn't be able to go fishing anyways. I'm going fishing tomorrow. But I'm going to that to scout for potential. We have some late bow seasons here in New York that are still going on right now. And so I'm going to go scout it for the instance of trying to get familiar with it. If I do go and have to fish here, you can still see where my mind's at. It's always going to be a fishing guess. But to scout it for, if I do have to bow hunt those late seasons next year, I can kind of get a feel for what's going on. The same thing as like practicing for a tournament, you know, you can put it in perspective of that, where it's like, you know, early pre-practice, things like that, where you can get a lay of the land and kind of get a better approach of the popular, you know, the best parts of the lake. It's the same thing. You know, when you're scouting a piece of land, you're getting a feel for the best piece of property, where the feeding is, for those deer, where the bedding is at, where they're going to spend their time when they're comfortable. And then you can find the highways in between. It's the same thing for bass. It's, you know, it's crazy. There's the, you know, there's the, where they're going to spawn or where they're going to live in the summer, where they're going to live in the winter. And then any time in between then, it's considered a highway where those fish traffic. It's the same thing. I feel like if you're doing both, you're just sharpening that knife constantly. And I feel like it just makes you a better, more intuitive outdoorsman, regardless of them. But I don't know. I just thought this was super interesting to talk about. And I want to have another show about with it with somebody beyond just myself, because I consider myself a very mediocre bow hunter and a pretty maybe less than average mediocre angler. So I just think it's a super interesting conversation and would happy to put it together a show that is much more in depth on this, but I just wanted to get this point across as something I've been thinking about. I'm curious your guys' viewpoint on it and what you think. If you don't care to hear about hunting, that's by all means, let us know that too. But when you guys are listening to this, one thing I know we talked about every now and then at the end of shows, but if you are listening on MP3, a rating interview goes a long way for us. But one of the things we want to do soon, and I'll throw it out there right now, is if at any point you guys go and we're gonna order some here soon, but we're gonna have some pretty sick Serious Angler network, as also for our other shows as well, some decals made, stickers, decals, things like that. We're gonna have those made. If you go and leave a rating and review on especially Apple and Spotify, if you don't listen on those, and you're able to leave a rating or review, please do. But send a screenshot of that. Shoot us a DM or an email, something. However that's easier for your means. Send us that, and we'll send you out some free decals. Just easy as that. Give us an honest rating review. If you want to tell us we suck, tell us we suck. We just want you to be honest. All of it helps us either improve the show, but also get seen more. And when we get seen more, it helps us rank higher and teach more people about bass fishing, which in the end, it's helping us be able to provide a better show for you guys. So if you're able to do so, we got those stickers and decals in the works. That can start right now. We'll put you on the list and get those sent out once we got them. But give us a rating and review It really helps us out big time. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, same thing. Subscribe to the channel. We do have, and one thing we'd like to get further into next year is YouTube does have a subscription or a membership that, you know, we have a couple people that already signed up for it and seriously appreciate you guys. We don't ask for you to do that, but we figure that if it's available there and we have people subscribe to that, we want to make it more worth your time if you're going to do so. And we're trying to brainstorm some ways of doing that. Like maybe it's a more discounted or it's a higher discount for our show partners, or it's a one-on-one session where you can meet up with us and we'll help you break down lakes, something along those lines, to make it more of your value if you're interested in that. I know a lot of people aren't, and that's why we don't ask or push that realm of things, because we want to provide you guys that juice or information publicly on our show. That's the reason why we love Serious Angler and the shows we have here on this podcast network. But if you are interested in something like that, like getting on the horn with Andy to talk about some, you know, juicy bait and modifications, or breaking down a smallmouth body of water or something like that, something along those lines. Or if you want, you know, meet up with Deacon, do a one-on-one on business advice, things like that. Obviously I'm spitballing here, but we can come out with some better ideas. If that's something you're interested in, do let us know. We can set something up, like that. Trying to see what we can do with this platform to make it more advantageous for you guys as the listener, the viewer, the part of the Serious Angler community, to make it more worth your time. We love this. We love what we do. We want to keep making it better. We're excited for what is coming for next year. Pretty cool stuff in the works for Serious Angler Network. Kind of hint at it. We might be even adding another show later this in 2024. One that's already been established. But we got to figure some details. So I'm just going to keep teasing with that until it comes to fruition and keep you guys guessing. But happy Friday, everybody. Hopefully you are enjoying your Friday. And if you're listening at a later date, hopefully you're having a great weekend. Hopefully you guys are out fishing or you're hunting, doing something with family as well, and enjoying each day that we get to wake up and we're breathing. Because if we wake up and we're breathing, it's another day to freaking get after it. So it is a blessing. Y'all are awesome. Appreciate every single one of you guys. In stride with what I've been talking about like the past 5 minutes, I apologize for the spiel, but I do want to let you guys know we are, just because we're growing and we get on these, you know, some pretty big names here on the show, doesn't mean that you guys can't reach out. We have a lot of people that reach out with simple questions, and we absolutely love that. Shoot us a DM, an email, whatever, and we'd be happy to chat with you guys. If you guys just want somebody to talk fishing with, if you got questions that are, you know, bait questions, fishing questions, things like that, just reach out over social. Follow us on Serious Angler. We're basically on every single social media platform that exists. And we'll be happy to chat with you guys, because you guys are the reason that we do this thing. So appreciate y'all. Apologize for the quick episode today, but I think it was one that was pretty cool, and hopefully you took something away from it. And we'll have, actually, before I let you guys go, let me give you an update on next week's shows, which is we are going to have one Serious Angler show for next week, and that is going to be on the 20th. It's going to be a quote unquote not so serious angler, not so serious show, where we're going to have some friends on. We're still going to talk fishing, but we're going to have some fun, have some drinks, and celebrate Christmas coming up. So ringing in the holidays, hope you guys will join us Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, live on the Serious Angler Network YouTube channel. Obviously that'll be posted as MP3 too. But nonetheless, we're going to have some party live. Feel free to come join, have a drink, get in the comments, give us some questions and topics to talk about. But I will stop rambling. Y'all are awesome. Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Well, that was an awesome show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you can and your app allows it, please leave us a rating and review. It really helps us get seen more, which allows us to access more time and more variables to be able to bring to the show to make it better for you guys. So hope you enjoyed it. And if you did and you liked some of the things we talked about in this episode and want to check out our show partners, all of that is in every single show description. You can click down there. It's got all of our discount codes, all of our links to our show partners, where you guys can go and support the people that support this show and help us make this show happen. And of course, this show does not happen without you guys. You guys know we appreciate you. You're the Searsanger fam. You're the reason we're here. Appreciate y'all. And we'll see y'all on the next one.